Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Degenerate Duo. I'm Happier Duo. My name is Shane. And with me, as always, the venerable king of comedy himself, Mr. Dakota. Say what's up, dear.
Yo. What is up, my man?
Yo. Anyway, since this is our first episode and we don't really know what we're up to, we're going to try to start with a topic. Personally, I'm on, like, shrooms and shit right now, so I don't know how long I can stay on topic for anything. And I assume Dakota's got home from work and had a couple drinks. So we're just going to see how this goes. Hopefully you guys like it. We're just pretty much bullshitting for right now. Next week, however, we are going to review that new Conjuring movie. What is called? The Devil Made Me Do It on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm watching
it
that shit
good,
Friday.
Dude, it looks good.
Saturday or Sunday, we'll have us. Saturday or Sunday, we'll put up a good review of that movie. But for today, we're just talking about Facebook and fucking Nancy Grace and how evil both of those things are.
You didn't say Facebook's
I mean?
Evil,
so
man, because they always
so
put you in
intro,
Facebook
dude,
jail.
I did the intro. That was harder than I thought. I had to talk for like a minute straight. That was awful. Ugh,
you did great, bro. You did great.
Oh,
I could do a better
that.
Intro than that. That was great. Use some big
right
words
on,
in there.
Dude.
That was perfect.
I did. I practiced. People don't know this when they listen to the show, but I call in like 10 or 15 minutes ahead of time when we talk about the show. And I'm going like, the inaugural episode, the inaugural episode, the inaugural episode, so I can fucking say it. You know what I mean? It was awful. What an awful, awful thing opening the show. Oof. Oof. So how you been, my man?
But hey, I've been great, dude. I heard you had some food poisoning the other day. You want to tell us about that shit, man? Or...
Oh, man. Okay. So real quick. So we're going to talk about Facebook and how awful it is and also about how awful Nancy Grace is. Because fuck that bitch. Anyway... the other day I was so excited because we were getting KFC, dude. Have you ever eaten KFC? Kentucky fucked chicken with fucking goddamn salmonella in it, apparently. Dude, I was so happy to get it because I was like, chicken. And the coleslaw, that's like the best coleslaw in the world. All that shit was coated in chicken blood or some shit. Next day, I think this was like just the other day, we were supposed to do like a little show. I think.
Right.
Like a preview show.
Was it?
And I was like,
it was
dude,
either Saturday or Sunday or something like that.
I shit my ass all day. I must have shit 90 fucking times, dude. My butthole hurt. Oh, it
Holy
hurt.
Fuck.
It hurt like I took a Black Mamba and he bit me inside my ass. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to die now. That type of shit. It hurt bad. It was, my butthole was ripped. My O-ring was blown out. And speaking of O-rings blown out, we're talking about Facebook, you guys, the big king of technology. Hey, have you guys heard about Facebook? God, we're laying this shit with our topics already. It's the first fucking show. We're already off the rails. We didn't even talk about the goddamn thing. Shit.
All right, let me off to the ship. Right.
Welcome to the Degenerate Duo. I'm Shane.
Let's start
As
from,
always with me is the venerable king of comedy himself, Dakota.
Yo.
You know? Yo. We're going to talk about Facebook. No, we're not. We're going to talk about pooping.
Did you ever have a MySpace back in the day, man?
Today's topic is pooping. Dude, I shit my ass so fucking much. I was like, this is not just because of the whiskey. Like, I have whiskey poops all the time because I'm always drunk. Like, I know exactly what a fucking whiskey shit day is. This was, like, next level, dude. This was... Whiskey shit cranked to 11. Thank you, KFC, for your delicious deadly chicken. I should see those motherfuckers, dude. I swear to God. I did. I shit like 90 times. I'm not even playing, dude. If I should have got one of those little clicker things that, like, you know, soccer coaches use for points or whatever. Like, click, 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 click. Or, the dudes in the, like, when you come into a show and they click how many people came. So I could be like 501, 502, and then tell me time like shit.
Shit, man.
That was a rough day,
oh,
dude.
Shit.
That was really, yeah, and that was just like Monday. That was just my Monday. I dude, in my mind, I set it back like 2 weeks because it was so awful. Like, I'm dealing with it, you know? So I built this barrier in my mind from shit day to today. But really, that was just the other day. It really was. In real time. What a miserable fucking way to live. Oh,
so
man.
So are you still in Facebook jail, man, on Messenger or what?
What's that, buddy?
Are you still in Facebook jail on Messenger?
Yeah, no, I'm in Facebook jail. That's one of the reasons we're going to talk about it, because I've been in Facebook. I was out of Facebook jail for like a day.
Yeah, I was about to ask what happened with that shit, man.
Okay, well, the first time, I don't remember what it was, but I probably deserved it. You know what I mean? I used the F word. You know, but I was joking with my friend, who's my homeboy, who happens to be gay. I was like, haha, quit being a faggot. Derp, derp. And they were like, that's bullying and hate speech, and you're out for 30 days. We're like, holy shit, no, I know that motherfucker, and it's fine. But they disagreed. They didn't want that on Facebook, and I agree with them. I don't think you should use the N-word or the F-word on Facebook. It's just, it's too cringe anyway these days. You know, I mean, just
But if they can tell it's as
mind,
a joke or something,
like,
though.
I was talking to my homeboy, and I was drunk. Like, if I saw him face-to-face, I would have called him faggot, too. You know, like, don't get the... You know what I mean? This is not, like, cyberbullying. But they're set up, like, the algorithm. There's, like... It's not, like, a real person. It's, like, an algorithm, like, oh, my gosh, he said those five letters. We're going to get them. And they did. And I deserved it. I mean, but the second one, I was a little bit more fucking pissed off about, because what happened was I was talking to my friend... Again, that I've known for fucking, I don't know, like 20 years, bro. And she's a fucking whore. This bitch, she is just nasty. She fucks married dudes and shit. She's gross. And so I was told, like, you're a whore. And she's like, you've got no dick. And I'm like, we're both right. You know what I mean? And so she sent me some shit. And I called her a whore. And then they said they gave me 30 days for bullying because I called her a whore. And I had the same defense. I was like, the bitch is a whore. She's finally through her test. She'll be like, dude, don't kick him off Facebook. I am a whore. You know, I can't even talk to my friends on Facebook. Like, Facebook is supposed to be where you're able to link up with your friends and shit. And that's it. Like, the rest of the world isn't supposed to be thing. But now Facebook is like the whole world they're trying to encompass. And they got children on there and shit now, which is not cool. Like, people will be like, dude, don't put up that shit because... my kid follows my Facebook. I'm like, why the fuck does your kid follow your Facebook, motherfucker? What the fuck are you talking about? So it used to be that aside from the N-word and the F-word, which was from the beginning, you shouldn't have used that shit. So I don't mind my first ban. But, I mean, call my buddy a whore. I mean, come on, really? That's a 30-day?
I always hear about how people get put in Facebook jail for just saying the randomest things, you know. But me, like, I post the most random jokes on there, and they don't fuck with me. Like, I never get put in Facebook jail. Right. I could sit there and be like, Facebook fucking sucks dick, and they still put me in Facebook jail.
Well, I think I'm on the list, dude. I think there really is, like, a list of people that watch a little more because they've been to jail so many times, you know. They're like, we'll watch every post that motherfucker makes. And they watch my shit more than, like, because they hopped on that whore thing. Like, seriously, like, I said it, and me and Devin, my lovely wife, were getting drunk at the bar and having some food. And I was like, ha-ha, fuck you, you're a whore, whatever I said. And because she talked shit first. First and foremost, she started the fight. So I called her a whore because what else was I going to do? And fucking, yeah, they were on top of it. Like, really, are you, like, my Facebook is not so interesting to watch. Really, it's mostly memes and pictures of me drunk, and nobody wants any of that. Once in a while, I'll put up a drawing that I did, which I'm pretty fucking good at drawing, and people like that shit. But other than that, I'm pretty, like, irrelevant in Facebook world. But they are on to my shit. I called my friend a whore, and I got 30 days. I was just off my ban, like, that day. I shit you not, I was just, hey, guys, I'm back on Facebook. You can't even look at my Facebook. Like, there's, like, two posts and then nothing for, like, 2 months. Yeah, I can change my – the only thing I can do is, like, change my profile picture. which I do every couple of days so people know that I'm not in real jail, because I've also had a problem with that in my life. And just so everybody knows, I'm alive and well. You know, I had a heart attack. I've been in a prison. People are like, oh, shit, where's Shane at? So I'll change my profile picture. That's all they'll let me do.
That's crazy, dude. Facebook is overstepping their boundaries.
Facebook
with
is gay. No, they're really, they're not.
Oh, my God. They're going to listen to this episode and put us all in jail, aren't they?
Oh, man. Might as well. Fuck it. I'm about done with Facebook anyway. Facebook, you can have your little Facebook world. Cool with that shit.
To me, there's too many depressing posts up on there, man.
What's that?
Like, if you just, there's too many depressing posts on there. If, like, you just scroll down your Facebook and see,
that's what I'm saying,
like,
and you get sucked into it. You get sucked into that depression. I mean, fucking Facebook is like a black hole of just, like, worrying about other people's shit that you don't need to worry about. You know, it's fucking stupid. But at the same time, you get so much attention. And the attention is a key.
The
like,
only,
that
truthfully,
shit.
Besides using it as an outlet for my comedy and shit, the only really thing I like about Facebook, it tells me when people's fucking birthdays are.
No shit. So you'd be all cool, like, hey, dude, I totally remembered your birthday, bro. You know you didn't. Facebook told you. No, I remembered, bro. You're my best homie. I haven't talked to you in 6 months, but happy birthday.
Right.
That kind of shit. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Facebook. But, you know, I mean, I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook because I've gotten laid because of Facebook. I've gotten drugs because of Facebook. And I've gotten money because of Facebook. And those are, like, my three favorite things. You know?
Yeah, I dig that. Sex,
so
drugs,
it's
and money.
That,
yeah,
but
I dig
they're also, like, little bitches about everything now. Like, oh, man, this is not 2012's Facebook. The 2021 version of Facebook kind of fucking sucks. So I don't know why I keep using it, even though it's free. Like, I don't know. It's the only way to get the news, though. Like, if your friend gets hit by a car, how else are you going to find out?
Right. And shout out to Lacey out there, guys.
Story.
She got hit by her car.
Yeah, tell the car hit story. Our listeners don't know about this. So we have Lacey on a lot. She's not on our first show, but she will be here. We were working on Roasting the World, and Lacey was also, like, on all the shows that I was on, and we worked great together. Anyway, dot, dot, dot.
Let me see if I can do it. All right. I'm going to do it as Lacey telling the story here. hold on. All
right.
Like, all right. Oh, my God. I was, like, in the parking lot, and a car just, like, came out of nowhere, right? And, like, sideswiped me, right? But, anyways, guys, she's all right. She's not hospitalized, anything like that.
Yeah.
And, like, she was legitimately hit by the car.
Well, that's what I was worried about, because she was, tell the story of, like, I mean, she was not in her car. She got hit by a car. She got hit by a car in the parking lot while she was walking.
She was walking back to her car, and I guess she cut across an empty parking spot next to where her car was, and a car came flying in out of nowhere.
And some fucking maniac, some balls-out maniac came walking in there, like, 35 miles an hour. Like, I need that spot that has a human in it. Like, what was it, like, an old lady or some shit? It was like, I mean, man, usually when I go into a parking spot and there's a human there, I will no longer try to take that parking spot. That's me.
Right?
This Lacey is not a large human, but she's also not a small human. Like, you would see her, you know, in a fucking parking spot, walking to her goddamn car.
You could see anybody in the parking spot.
I mean, right? I bet you it was an Asian lady with glasses as thick as the gods are false.
Hold on, dude. We can't hate on Asians anymore, bro. We went over this.
Glasses?
We're not allowed to hate Asians anymore, man.
She can't even see over the wheel. Can't even see over the wheel. She's like, lady, like, fuck, I'm walking to my car. She's like, I'm coming. The fuck happened, dude? Shit. Got hit by a goddamn car in a parking lot. What kind of shit? What kind of bush league fucking driving is that?
That's some Tennessee shit for you right there.
Oh, man, that's Tennessee. That's how it is there, huh? You're just like, no, that happens all the time. Fucking Tennessee.
Bro, they stopped at green lights here. I don't know. Like, I think they're afraid
what?
To go through the green lights in this. Yeah. Okay, this town I live in, it's a small-ass little town, like the main town part is, right? Picture like a little truck stop town in between like your two major cities, right?
Right.
So literally it's all restaurant. There's a couple restaurants, all gas stations, and like your fast food places. And that's pretty much what this town is. They're like, there's pretty much nothing
right,
else
right.
in this
it's
fucking town.
It's just a stop for the truckers, right?
Pretty much, yes. And
like the truckers going across the state and stop and eat shit and get the fuck out.
Pretty much, man. It's I want to say there's probably four red lights in this town, and like three of them are in a row. And I swear to you, these people, I don't know if who, I have a theory, and I'll get to it in a second, but like these people, they'll stop at green lights and shit, man. And it's like they're scared to go through the lights. And what I think it is, I think they were all taught to drive by the same driver ed teacher, and he just didn't know how to drive, or she didn't know how to drive.
Right. They all went to the same, the one high school in the whole like county.
Yeah.
It's like Boondock County High School. Everybody went there, and Professor or fucking Mr. Anderson, the fucking he was also the PE teacher or the shop teacher. He did wood shop and fucking driver's ed, and he couldn't drive for shit. He's like, no, it's green. You gotta wait. No, wait. It has to be green for 10 seconds before you can go through it. And they're like, oh, shit. That's how he learned. Mr. fucking Anderson at Boondock County High School in fucking Tennessee where you live.
Pretty much, man.
That's actually a great theory. Well, it probably is true, too. Like, they all learn from a shitty driver, so now they're all shitty drivers. It's like the same 100 shitty drivers in town. It's just they're all shitty and they're always there. You just try to drive to the store. You want to go to KFC and get some chicken, you know, and then everybody's in the fucking way. That was good, right? That was a callback. That was like, that's professional level shit.
That was
right
awesome,
there.
Awesome right there.
That's pretty good. I don't know if our listeners will appreciate that, but you remember when we were talking about KFC? Yeah, I just brought that up again. Ha ha. Yeah, pretty good.
Right.
It's not a bad show. Definitely.
I'm gonna see if I can take us from KFC to our first sponsor. Speaking of driving to stores,
check and see.
Walmart, they have every wall you might need or might not need. They got walls that you didn't even know you needed. Big walls, small walls, all walls. So go ball to the wall at Walmart.
Walmart, that's with two L's, by the way. Wall.
Two L's. That is the two L's, guys. Yes.
Yeah, they got all the walls. Yeah, that came out.
It's right next to the Door Depot.
The Door Depot.
That took a second, guys. I thought I was going to mess that one up.
The Hall of Cost.
Dang,
yes. Hey, if you don't want your wall to get burned and turn to ash, you got to go to the Hall of Cost. They got discount costs. They got low costs. They got all the costs. The Hall of Cost. It's a hall full of costs. That's a holocaust. Yeah.
And also, guys, don't forget to wake and bake with Dr. Shane McMack. His homegrown weed.
Shane McMack.
Remember, to always, Nick Wake and Nick Bake.
Yes, sir.
We got some great sponsors now, guys. We're moving on up in this one.
Yeah.
These are totally not made up.
I mean, all these people that we had that wanted to give us money from the Roasting the World, like the dude in did the dude from Malaysia or whatever come back? Well, who were we talking shit
Which
about?
One?
On the old show, because, like, somebody dropped off, like, because you got India and Pakistan and then, like, fucking Malaysia
Let me check
off.
That. I can check that real quick. Let's see here.
Australia?
Let's see if we got back our country.
Our international listeners, we really appreciate you, man. It's kind of a trip. Even if you only tune in for like 5 minutes, it's pretty cool, man. Just a shout out right to international.
As of right now, guys, we got listeners in India, the United Kingdom, Mexico, and Honduras. Yeah, I said that right, I think.
Honduras.
We did have listeners in Denmark, but once again, fuck you, Denmark, for ditching us.
Oh, Denmark, yeah.
Unless you guys come back and you guys rule. But if you guys come back and listen, you guys are cool.
No, because we said that. We said that Honduras was cool, and they're still listening.
Oh, that's
so. Hey, shout out to our listeners in Honduras, because you've been like good sponsors the whole time. Get some KFC on us, and shit
Hell
your
yeah.
ass all goddamn day. Anyway, but fuck Denmark is the point. I think the whole focus of the show is pooping and fuck Denmark. We're like, we'll throw some Facebook shit in there, but mostly.
And,
stop pooping.
Yeah,
and
we'll
Denmark.
Say Nancy Douche a few times because, you know, fuck Nancy Grace, too.
A couple times. Dude, fuck, we should talk about that bitch, though. What's she up to anyway? Is she irrelevant yet? She's still trying to
she's probably
shit, right?
She's still probably lying on her new show about shit, man. That's what she always does. She makes up stories and runs on them.
Nancy fucking Grace, dude. Who doesn't hate that bitch? I think that all of her viewers hate her, but they watch her to hate her. And so
right, like
she thinks that her fans,
it's like they're watching the train wreck just
party,
you know, go off. What was
she's
that?
One of those dudes at the party that like nobody likes, but that's why they invite her, is because everybody just wants to hate that bitch in person. And she, though, she thinks everybody loves her. It's like, oh, I'm Nancy Grace, and I have my stupid fucking necklace with the fucking justice. Ooh, I'm Nancy Grace. I don't know why I made her British, but fuck, she's like, hey, governor, I'm Nancy Grace. Oh, fuck that bitch, dude.
I can't stand the stories. It's like she takes such true, like she'll take a real story and mold it to shit
right.
that doesn't even make sense in the stories and shit. And then you'll be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
No, she'll play with your head and make you believe that shit. She'll get you believing it, which is creepy. She's like a witch.
Right? This is when I noticed, when I was in school, I've heard of Nancy Grace and shit like that back when I was in high school and shit, you know. But I've never really watched her show and shit then. The first time I really watched her show, and then I saw how bullshit it was the first time I ever watched it, was when, I think it was back in 07 when that wrestler Chris Benoit, like, killed his family or some shit. She like
oh,
made
yeah,
up,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
like she was trying to, she named all these wrestlers that like died over the last few years. And she tried to say like they all died of head trauma, but some of them died of like heart attacks. One died from falling from a rafter. One was shot, you know, like somebody was shot, you know, shit like that. And it's all like, how did they put all that together?
Right. She's trying to shove.
And that's when
like,
I realized.
Puzzle together with pieces that don't fit. You're just like, no, you just mash the piece in there. You just mash it.
And I got a personal story about Nancy Grace, too.
And it'll start to fit. What's that?
I got like a personal story about her, too. Like, I didn't meet her or nothing like that, but like, I want to say probably 10 to 12 years ago. This is back when I still lived in Arizona. And the only reason I know this is because my uncle was good friends with the guy that this happened to. There was a dude that lived here in Tennessee, and he was about to move out to California where my uncle was because they were good friends. Well, the night before they moved out there, his friend that was helping him load up and stuff drugged him and made him where he passed out, right?
Oh, shit.
Kidnapped his wife and three kids. Killed the wife and one kid. Took two, I think it was two kids. There might have been another kid in there, too, or something. But took him and was on the run for, like, weeks and weeks, right? And instead of Nancy Grace reporting trying to find the kids, all she reported on was the wife might have been cheating on her husband with this guy instead of trying to find the kids. And I was just like, this is like, who could take this bitch serious on shit?
See, because if she had called, well, she should have got a 30-day ban then, because if she just called that bitch a whore, she should have got a 30-day Facebook ban.
Right.
It's another callback in the same fucking episode. Dude, this is going swimmingly, isn't it?
I can even do it. I got this, too.
Right.
From one fake news story about Nancy, from one fake news reporter, Nancy Grace, to a fake news ad here. Are you tired of your crispy, yummy greatness? Fill your tummy with faking bacon. If you're not faking, then you're not baking. It looks like the real thing without the organic taste. And I think that is all of our ads for the day, guys. I did it. I made it through. I made them connect.
We made it through our sponsorships. Yep. Next week is brought to you by HBO Max, because HBO Max is where you can see the movie we're going to review. Watch it, because there might be spoilers, but you'll enjoy listening to us talk shit about the movie. That's The Conjuring. The
oh, there's going to be spoilers.
Oh, there
I don't know if I've seen, like,
there
I've seen, like, the first two, but I don't know if I've watched the last one, dude.
Oh, because
isn't
well,
it all, like, isn't it connected
okay,
in with, the Annabelle movie or whatever? Aren't they all, like, connected?
Yeah, and no, it's a whole universe, and there's, like, this shitty one that was called The Nun, which was, like, the proof.
Okay, that's the one I didn't
stupid.
See, dude, because it looks stupid as shit. That's the one I didn't watch.
Don't even worry about it. Like, they pretty much pretended that movie didn't happen now is where they're at.
Oh, okay.
But
so is that bad?
The Conjuring is kind of like the Avengers of horror movies where it's like there's the spinoffs and shit. But, yeah, the Annabelle
right.
movies, all nine of them or whatever, are from Conjuring. But Conjuring was, like, the first main one. I think it's Conjuring 4. I think they actually have more Annabelle movies than actual legit Conjuring movies, if that makes sense. Even the
right,
Nun because
I think
shitty,
there's two or three,
was
three or four
kind
of them.
Annabelle shit. Well, I think the Nun was like the fucking how Annabelle came to be Annabelle. It was like a prequel to
okay.
Nun. But this new one, so it's about that couple who are real people. And so these movies are somewhat fairly based in reality. Like the point of the new one, the devil made me do it, it was from an actual case in the United States
right.
where
isn't
the
Annabelle Horror?
Complete insanity. He said it was because of he pled not guilty because of cause of demonic possession. So then the argument
wasn't it,
came to be
isn't
well,
it based on
the
Annabelle Horror movie or the horror thing or no? That's what I was thinking when I first saw the previous one.
No, totally different. Totally different.
Okay,
this was
okay.
like a real U.S. case. Now, the actual movie's going to be 90% bullshit. But the case
right,
that it's
right.
based on is true. Because what they said was, like, if they make you take an oath on the Bible to God and accept God before, I mean, when you're in court, then you have to accept the devil. And he was saying the
right.
devil made me do it, hence the name, the devil made me do it. And it's kind of crazy because, I mean, the dude is probably just schizophrenic in real life. But how can you discount that? I mean, innocence and guilt
right.
when you're talking about insanity is whether or not motherfucker knew shit was wrong. What if you literally had no control because of your mental illness? I think that's what the movie is kind of based on. And I think it'll be pretty good. But there'll be, like, jump scares and, like, the dude's going to float and turn on fire and all that shit. Oh, heck. Decline.
Right.
Stop it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Dude, what the heck? My phone keeps beeping
but,
me.
Yeah.
It pissed me off.
What
I think he was trying to call me, but I told him to fuck off. Anyway. You know what I mean? Fuck him.
Come to call the show, bro.
Shit, give him the number. Ugh.
That is something we are going to do too, guys. It might take us a few episodes to get it figured out, but we are going to have it where you guys can call
yeah.
in. I think now when you guys click on the link to get to the show, the call-in number is somewhere on there. I'll figure it out, guys.
Well,
like I said,
we haven't worked out a lot of anything with this show. Like,
right.
we do not have this figured out, you guys. And thank you for tuning in.
It was like,
and if you're sticking with us,
it's like we have the
ideas. Point.
We just haven't got them down yet.
Yeah, but we'll figure it out. It'll be cool. We'll have like call-in, or maybe we'll have like guest speakers or some shit.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, we'll definitely have some guests come in and. We'll have some guests call in. We'll figure it out. We'll have it all figured out, guys. Like I said, it'll just take us a few episodes to get our rhythm down with it. I know we've done
right,
episodes
totally.
In the past, guys, but that's different than what this is. It might not seem it from us just going
right.
off topic and bullshitting, but, you know, we didn't plan those
right.
out. We were trying to plan these out, and it just shit happens. But
right.
Also,
I ate shrooms, so as soon... As soon as I ingested those, the show was gonna fucking.
And I guys thought I sat the show for the wrong time, and I didn't realize it, dude. Okay, my bad. Anyways, the show was sat for the right time the
yeah.
whole time. I didn't realize that. But anyways, guys, I thought I sat the
yeah.
show for the wrong time. I rushed home from work to fix it, And I get here and I'm like, oh shit, so he's fat, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Fix it. If there's a problem, yo, I'll fix it. Check out. Wait, how's that song go? Ice, ice, baby. If there's a problem, I'll fix it.
I'll fix it.
Check out
my beat where my check out the beat while my DJ revolves it. No,
something like that. Yeah, yeah. That's how we do it.
Check out my.
It's gotta be beat, right? Check out the beat while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice, baby.
Hold on, I want to look at the words up real quick. Hold on, I got this. I got this fancy internet machine right in front of me right now.
Oh boy, in Tennessee, boy, howdy, we got 4 stoplights and ain't nobody know how to use them.
And we got a McDonald's too.
And we got a McDonald's, real good. A good sweet meat treat in Tennessee. And a gas station. Everybody likes to hang out at the gas station. You know what I mean? Everybody loves the gas station. They got burritos and shit. They microwave them for you. Pretty sweet. I got to get my drink refilled.
Okay.
I'm going out.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Hook. That's
ice,
what it was.
Ice, baby.
Yeah, now, we were pretty close.
Yeah. Yo, VIP, let's kick it. Ice, ice. Oh, sorry. I didn't make any of this. All right, stop. Cribble and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold
something.
Of me tightly, low like a harpoon daily and
harpoon.
Nightly. Well, if it will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow.
I'll glow.
To the extreme, I like to mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and wax, jump like a candle. Dance, go rush and speak to that boom.
Dance.
I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Mushroom. Yeah. Well, I got to say hi to my wife, you guys. Hi, baby. I ventured out into the kitchen, and that's where I saw my wife, because that's where she belongs, is in the goddamn kitchen. Ain't that right, baby?
Yeah. If she kicks your ass live on air, bro. If she kicks your ass live on air, it's all good.
Yeah, she totally could. That's why I'm nice to her. And I'm like, baby, I love you and shit, because she would whoop my goddamn ass if I got out of line. Smack me around and shit. Oh, I'm bloody. All of a sudden, fuck. Now I got to show some respect. She's my goddamn wife. She's such a skeezer. Well, she is.
Well, bro,
skeezer.
You just gave
totally
hope
skeezer.
To every degenerate out there right now, dude, that they can find a wife.
Well, hey, that's right. One day, dude, you never know. I drugged that bitch here from New York. I live in Washington, which is much different than Tennessee, I'm sure. We have lots of stoplights and, like, 5 lanes of traffic and all that kind of shit. Kind of like little L.A.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. And we have like 4.
Like I said, I think we might have 4. You guys have what? 2?
Yeah, we got like 4 or 5 McDonald's and pot shops everywhere. And pot's legal here.
Oh,
it's awesome.
What?
It's awesome. There's seriously like pot shops and McDonald's. Like there's, for every fast food joint, there's a pot shop by where I live. Because I'm on the main highway.
I know what next week's sponsor is going to be, Pot Donald's.
Pot Donald's. Dude, that should be
a
real thing.
Means totally something different.
We should have Snoop Dogg for some money. Like, we're trying to start Pot Donald's, and we need to use your name and logo. And let's do this and make money.
Yes. You know he would be into it. Like,
Pot Donald's.
I'm in.
Pot Donald's. Yeah. And they only hire felons.
Yeah. Yeah, why not, dude? I think we get a tax break for that too.
Tax break. Exactly. I'm telling you, it makes sense. This is not Nancy Grace shit. I don't have to talk you into it. This is a good idea. If we
just I don't disagree.
Board.
I like this. We'll get Snoop on board. Let's get Wiz Khalifa in there too, man. I feel like we need him. He's just cool. And fuck
just,
it.
I'm
Ice Cube,
so impressed with anybody. If there's anybody that's still listening at this point, I think we've been on an emotional roller coaster. Like, if you could sit down and listen to us talk for like 35 minutes, you're a fucking champ. You're like, we will have you on the show. If you seriously, if you listen to this point, click on the comments and be like, I listened to 35 minutes of your dumb shit, and we'll just have you on the show to roast us. Fuck it.
Yes, I like that.
Like, good job. Thank you for hanging out, because I don't even know if I would listen. If I didn't know us, like, I know Dakota and shit, so this is all fun. But if I was just a random
hey, bro,
dude.
I got a surprise coming on for you right now. I got a special guest about to call in just for you right now.
No way.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hear the car story live from the person.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Oh, hold on one second. She's on the line now. All right. So,
I am still listening to
you.
You want to tell us the car story live?
Because
I could do it.
I was so worried about you, dude. Because it was like, hey, did you hear she got hit by a car? I thought you were driving a car and like you got hit by a car. I was
no,
like, oh, that's
I
awful. How's
hit.
The car? But no, he's like, no, she was walking around in the parking lot and this maniac slammed into her in the fucking parking spot. I'm like, holy shit. And he told me that's what happened in Tennessee. What's that?
I took off their side mirror with my body.
Oh, good. Fuck them. What did they fucking get? She would punch it off angrily. Fuck you. Bam.
No. Her first response, she said, was, I just hope they don't make me pay for the mirror.
Yeah, the first thing I started
oh,
screaming, I was like, I had it in my hand, and I was like, I can't afford this. But, you know, I don't know why
Jesus,
that was the first thing in my mind. But
wait, when did this happen? Just like 2 days ago or yesterday or something?
Yesterday, yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll get your heart going, though, huh?
Oh,
hit
it did.
Hit by a fucking car? Oh, man.
I'm just happy I didn't pee on myself. I'm not going to lie.
Shit. Ain't that the truth?
And then she had
dude,
worse
a
look like
story
what, a week or so back,
like,
didn't you fall down a hill on a bench
it?
Or something?
Oh, yeah. I sat down on a park bench, and my friend stood up from the other side, and it flipped on top of me. So, I mean, I'm accident prone, but, you know.
What a day. What a fucking day. All the machines failed you, the chair and the fucking car and everything. Awful. Oh, man. Oh, hey, everybody. No introduction yet. This is Lacey, who, by the way, is always
Hi.
With me and Dakota on the Roasting the World show. Now we're doing also the dynamic duo or the degenerate duo, which means I will never
we're dynamic
no longer
too, guys.
Be on Roasting the World. Like, me and Dakota got, but it's so nice to hear Lacey. We were talking about her earlier. She was the girl that got hit by the car, obviously. And it's so good to hear your voice, and you're not dead.
I'm not dead.
You're not dead. Woo!
She's dead a little on the inside.
Like, no, it takes more to pack me out than a car.
Man.
You say that now, you're going to be walking in a big, like, tank hit you or something?
Yeah. I bet y'all hump them.
So anyway.
Well, shit, guys. Yeah, right. We're both just like, well, shit, just got awkward silence.
Right. I don't know if the show's winding down. Should we call it? It's been like 40 minutes. That's a pretty good show.
Yeah, we're going on about 40
and
minutes. I'm good for that. Yeah, we even had our first
Yay.
Caller. Lacey, you are our first
Doctor's
caller to call
caller.
In for us. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I told
yeah.
you guys, the call-in number's out there somewhere. She found it. I didn't text it to her.
Yeah. And seriously, if you listen past the 35-minute point, let us know. And we'll at least shout you
and,
out on the next show, something. Well, something cool. Because, like,
right,
you
and,
through us through that. Yeah.
And fuck you, Denmark, and fuck you, Nancy Grace. And I think that's all I got to say fuck you to
Honduras
today.
Honduras is awesome. Go Honduras.
Yes, in Honduras.
Yes.
Go Honduras.
You are Honduras.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. Shane did awesome, as always. Lacey,
duo.
Thank you for calling
first...
in there. Letting us know you're
yeah,
still
man.
Alive.
The first episode. The first episode of the Degenerate Duo. Done. Killed it.
Done.
And
done.
But, yeah, guys,
Kevin
we'll be back in a, sometime either this week or next week with another one. Everybody
yeah.
try to stay safe
the
out there.
The
If y'all want to go lick doorknobs, do it. I guess everybody's getting the vaccine now, and people don't wear masks anymore anyway, so do whatever.
Oh, yeah, you can lick windows and shit now. you want to be a
yeah, you can get back to doing that shit, guys. So.
Go for it. Yeah. Get
and,
to it.
Besides that, guys, just
the
tune in. We'll be posting.
Woo!
I was going to say we'll be posting shit on our Facebook, but only one of us can actually use our Facebook.
I can't. I can't. I'm in Facebook jail. So Dakota will put all the new hot tips about our show on Facebook. You follow
there
Dakota
you go,
with me on Facebook. You get all the hot tips and some good jokes, too. Oh, man. I needed that burp. Wow, that felt good. Well, I'm going to do another one. Oh, yeah, dude. Good show. I think we have
I think
guys.
We're just going to end it with that, dude. Can you got another burp in you? Let's just end it with a burp. You got one more in you?
I don't. That was it. That was definitely it.
Well,
yeah.
Fuck.
Two big burps.
Well, we're going out with a little instead of a boom. So.
All right, I can dig it. Tune in next week
for the
movie review of The Conjuring,
yes.
The Devil Made Me Do It. We're going to talk about that next week. Tune in. Right?
I'll be here. I'm in. I'll be here.
And thanks for listening. Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Guys, we'll
everybody have a great night.